Do you let devils translate you a Bible? Last edit May 13, 2020. Editor Will Wade. Matthew chapter 12 verse 37. The question that was asked of the Christ: if you are the real Messiah, show us a sign or show us the power of God to make us a true believer in who you say that you are. In the last 100 years we watch as people, by the multiplied thousands that were once believers, when they stopped working to multiply to make more holy people of God, they stopped multiplying only because they have become unbelievers in God and unbelievers in the Bible. The some unbelievers will still go to church on Sunday morning just in case the Bible might be true. Believers stopped believing when they stopped going to worship or stopped working to multiplying to make more believers, because they have stopped working and have become total nothing more than unbelievers in God and the Bible. When the people that make up churches stop growth and begin to close church doors, they, because of the new information age, have become total unbelievers, and it is the effects of discoveries of the information age that is the results of making unbelievers in God and the Bible. Most all true Bible believers are fair and believe reasonable that if the Bible is from God, any scientific discoveries made by astrophysicists, scientists, and geologists, and in all other sciences, whatever facts of the sciences discovered should at the least support what is written in the Bible, and not contradict what is written in the Bible. Now take very careful note: if the entire Bible is mistranslated in the wrong, the artificial time mode, then the entire Bible will contradict all scientific discoveries of the new information age, will never support what is written in the false translated Bibles. Be careful to understand this fact. To translate the Bible in the same natural time mode of all scientific discoveries made only in the natural time mode of the new information age will not only support the Bible records, but scientific discoveries in the new information age will overwhelm to make billions of believers in the Bible. Then as a Bible student, it becomes your responsibility to discover the difference between the natural time mode the Bible is written in and the artificial time mode made by devils in false Bible translations of all the more popular mistranslated Bibles. Christ was asked by the Jews to give us a sign to prove what you are teaching to make us your believers. The answer Christ gives to the ancient Pharisee Jews and to this modern wicked generation today is seeking God for a sign, and asks for a sign in the 21st century to make them true believers. Take note, Christ said to a wicked generation, God will give only one sign to make you a true believer in Christ. God gives wicked people the sign, but it is devils in their false Bible translations that completely wreck and mangle the only one sign given to us by God to convince us in the new information age that the Bible truly is from God. To us in the information age, Christ said, I will give to the wicked generation of people, in the 21st century, only one sign. That one sign is given, and the historical sign is written, and then today the sign is correctly translated only in the Ecclesia Bible translation. As far as we know, there is no other Bible translation in the entire world that will translate their Bibles to show the true sign from God, the awesome astronomical miracles that God will to put an awesome power in this miracle of a sign in the gospel of Christ. Instead, it is none other that the holy people of God that fight against God, and the holy people fight against the very sign giving to them by God to convince them that God exists and the Bible is from God. To convince you that, make analytical studies in the Bible who Christ is, and prove to you that the Bible is from God. The God of the Bible creates astronomical miracles, for the Bible awesome set times and time parallels from the astronomical miracle of creation of the dark and the universe to the exact time parallel to the astronomical miracle of the exact true resurrection moment of the Christ. Now just how intelligent are you, as a Bible student, to grasp what was just stated? What was just stated seems far-fetched for a Bible student of my age and 80 years of reasoning the Bible and ever spending years of days and night in the study of Bible time and set time event of God from the ancient languages of the Bible. Allow me to say it again: the Bible, when translated in the natural time mode, create in the Bible records of set time events awesome convincing astronomical miracles that should make billions of intelligent believers and Bible students. Take note, these awesome time parallels of astronomical miracles of God can only be seen only in Bible translations made in the natural time mode. That we know of in the entire world, there is only one Ecclesia Bible translation that is made in the English that is translated in the natural time mode. In the Ecclesia Bible, study the creation record, Genesis 1:1-5, and then study the resurrection records, Matt 28:1, Mark 16:1-9, Luke 24:1, John 21, Hebrews 1:5-9. Do you see the exact time parallel of the moment of the creation of the dark and the universe, and the exact resurrection moment of the Christ? Now again look at, do you see the time parallel to the resurrection moment of the Christ and the creation of the dark and the universe in Acts 2:1, the beginning all-night celebration of Pentecost and the astronomical miracle of the power of the Holy Spirit falling on the apostles? Devils are wicked Bible translators that translate the Bible in the artificial time mode. They remove from their Bible translations every time parallel of every astronomical miracle of God from their false Bible translations and make cripple the gospel of Christ. The Bible, when translated in the natural time mode, agrees with modern scientific discoveries of our environment by astrophysicists, scientists, and geologists, and other scientific discoveries and discoveries of the information age will prove the Bible is from God. Bibles, when translated in the artificial time mode, are made crippled by false Bible translations. I am warning you from the ancient languages of the Bible. The God of the Bible has given us awesome convincing sign from God that should make us a true believer in God, and make even more of a believer in the scientific discoveries and new information age POVE, that the Bible is from God. The new information age proves the Bible is from God in a true Ecclesia Bible translation made in the natural time mode. God creates awesome miracles in set time parallels to other awesome astronomical miracles to the same solar cycle of the same exact moment in other awesome astronomical miracles in time parallels. The sign of Jonah, 3 days and three nights, Matt 12:27 40, will prove awesome to you, and in a true Bible translation you will see correctly translated. Only in a true Ecclesia Bible translation the Bible is from God. We warn you that you cannot see the written sign from God in any of your more popular translated Bible translations or modern Bible translations that all are made in part by the Catholic Church. This revelation about false Bible translations that are made by devils is a very large file. If you want to read the entire file, we keep this very long file together for those that will read a large file. For others that like to read short files, or if you rather listen to these articles, we break the larger file into short files, so we can make listening audio files. Take your choice. Audio files you can add to your phone to listen while you travel, or add to a USB thumb drive and pop the thumb into a Bluetooth speaker, and while you travel you can listen to these articles speak the Bible. Do you let devils translate your Bible? Vertical Bart is amazing. Today you can purchase for less than $10 from Walmart a Bluetooth speaker, QFX-BT1, and you can also purchase an inexpensive USB thumb drive to put audio files on a USB drive, and then take this little speaker and travel and listen for about 8 hours to the Ecclesia Bible translation, or listen to our files about the Ecclesia Bible translation. When you read these articles, there is a good chance you can get an even more reasonable Bluetooth speaker that will speak the Ecclesia Bible New Testament Bible for you from your phone or computer. 1. Article number 1. Do you let devils translate your Bible? Do you ever wonder why multiplied millions of Christians are leaving their Bibles and becoming unbelievers by the millions because of the facts being discovered in the information age? Study this problem of why are there millions of people leaving their Bible only because of scientific facts discovered in the new information age that destroys the false teaching of all false translated Bibles. Until truth in the translated Bibles is restored to the holy people of God, in the new information age they will never accept the Bible in a false Bible translation. The false translated Bibles have no power to defeat the new facts discovered in the new information age only because of false Bible translation made by devils centuries before the coming of the information age. Do not take offense when we write about holy people of God that conduct self like devils. We do not intend to elevate self when we in all humility speak of even the holy people of God so that they choose to conduct selves to be in the majority the people that have been made holy by God are conducting selves like devils when they fight against truth and against God. When we refer to the holy people of God as devils that make false Bible translations in their new translated Bibles, we will also show that not all people that translate Bibles are the holy people of God. Christ said to the holy person of the apostle Petros, when Petros began to conduct self like a devil, then Christ said to Petros, "Get you behind me, Satan," when Petros is rebuking Christ, because Christ was saying that he needs to go to Jerusalem to die. Matthew 16:22-23. When Daniel warns the holy people of God, take careful note of this prophecy of Daniel is about the deceived people of God in the everlasting kingdom of God. The everlasting kingdom of God is the kingdom of Christ. The holy people of God will be deceived by the 11th horn Constantine that starts the Catholic Church. God gives his holy people that are deceived by the 11th horn Constantine over to the deceiving hand of their deceiver until the holy people of God repent. Daniel 7:25-26. From heaven God is calling his holy people to repent and to come from out of the false teaching from the religion of the great whore, whomever the GRE whores or it can be determined in this age. Who are the holy but deceived people of God? The holy people that belong to God are they that are in the false time of the great whore, a church that is started first by the Roman ruler Constantine. See these facts found in the Ecclesia Bible translation Daniel 7:24. And, as for the 10 horns, out of this kingdom shall 10 kings arise, and another 11th horn shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the former, and he shall put down 3 kings. 7:25 And he, the 11th horn, shall speak blasphemous words against the Most High, and shall wear out the holy people of the Most High, and he shall think to change the set times to worship and change the laws of the Most High, and they, the deceived holy people of God, shall be given into his hand, the 11th horn, the Roman Emperor Constantine, until a time and times, and half a time. 7:26 But the court of Ecclesia shall be set restored, and they, the holy people of God, shall take away his dominion ability to deceive the holy people of God in the everlasting kingdom of God, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Amplifying in brackets is mine. 1. If you are a holy person of God, look at the warning of Daniel. Be wise. The holy people of God can only be deceived by false Bible translations that change set times of God and change laws of God. The Bible of the holy people of God must be restored in Bible translations before devils can be stopped from deceiving the holy people of God. The warning from Daniel as the 11th horn, or the Roman ruler Constantine, will cause to be changed set times of God. In the early 4th century, Constantine passed a law, the Edict of Constantine, 321 CE, that all people including Christians must keep his pagan day of Sunday as a Sabbath, the first day of the week of the seven sky gods. When Constantine changed the true Bible Damia to the Sunday, he removed from the Bible record every set time events of every awesome convincing sign given by God to his holy people. Constantine removed from the Bible records in awesome miracles of time events to put power in the gospel of Christ and to make convincing time parallels over billions of years in Bible time. What we want to show in Bible translation about the holy people of God today is still deceived about set times of God in awesome astronomical miracles of time parallels that are changed in their false Bible translations. Laws of God that are changed in the translated Bibles of the holy people of God. Words and names of blasphemy are still writing in the false translated Bibles to deceive the holy people of God. Daniel continues his prophecy verse 26 and 27. Daniel 7:26 But the holy people of God shall sit in judgment of the court of the Ecclesia, and they, the holy people of God, shall judge to take away his Constantine's dominion, to deceive, to consume, and to destroy it unto the end. 7:27 And the kingdom, and the dominion, and the restored greatness of the everlasting kingdom, under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and the entire rule of all nations shall serve and obey him, the Most High God. Amplifying in brackets is mine. When the Ecclesia Bible translation restores the set times of God, only when the laws of God are restored to the holy people of God, and when words and names of blasphemy are removed from other false Bible translations, blasphemous words and names that deceive the holy people of God, only then the entire world is prophesied to become evangelized, and the rule of the entire world will obey and serve God. The end time will not come before the entire rule of the entire earth serve and obey God. The court of the Ecclesia is now set in the restoration of the Ecclesia Bible translation. If you understand the most important part of you is your unseen spirit that will exist beyond death, and if you believe the Bible is from your Creator God, how important do you hold your existence of your spirit after death? Unless you learn to read the ancient languages of the Bible, you have only two choices. You are at the mercy of either the character of devils that deceive in false Bible translation, or from the translated Bible made by the holy people in the Ecclesia of Christ for your Bible translation. If your Bible is not translated by the established Ecclesia of Christ, then you allow devils to translate your Bible. Devils hate the Ecclesia of Christ, and devils remove from their Bible translation the name and the function of the entire Ecclesia of Christ. The Ecclesia of Christ is established only by our Creator as a hot militant warfare made against the gates of hell to determine what truth in Bible translation is. Matt 16:18. Do those that make the claim to be the true Ecclesia of Christ prove that they are indeed the true Ecclesia of Christ? Take careful note. Do devils like the Catholic Church in their Bible translations remove the Bible word Ecclesia from their Bible translation to stop the function of Ecclesia of Christ? Do devils mistranslate the word Ecclesia as a passive church or a passive assembly or congregation to stop the function of warfare of the Ecclesia of Christ? Do devils remove word definition and the function or purpose of Ecclesia of Christ from their Bible translation so they can't stop the warfare of open deliberation in their false Bible translations? Hear the words of Christ. Matt 16:19. I will give unto you my Ecclesia the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you my Ecclesia shall bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you my Ecclesia shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Is your Bible translations open for dispute, and can you easily see for yourself all the evidence in what the opposition is teaching against any Bible translation on instructions making the claim to be from God? Do your Bible translators allow the majority to make decisions of the entire Ecclesia to settle any dispute about Bible translations to keep the entire Ecclesia of Christ united? All false Bible translations made by devils. The first thing devils do in Bible translation is to remove the word Ecclesia from their Bible translations to try and cripple the opposition of the holy people of God in the Ecclesia by removing the warfare of polemic debate. When you choose a Bible translation, examine carefully if your Bible translators post to allow you to see what the opposition are teaching that oppose any Bible translation about translated instructions from God. There exists no Bible translation that has no opposition. Many devils that make Bible translations are telling you only when they say no one is opposing their Bible translation. If they do not let you see what the opposition is teaching, they are devils that hiding their false Bible translation. Devils will not allow the conduct of Ecclesia to certify through the vote to determine what truth is in Bible translations. Devils hide and do not let you see what the opposition is teaching about their false Bible translations. If any Bible translation is not open for all to see what the opposition is teaching, then for certain you have a Bible translation made by devils. All is meaning to allow anyone to see all deliberations about all opposition over any instructions from God in all Bible translations. Instructions, doctrine, or Greek catechism meaning in any Bible translations that give the salvation plan of our God. Know for certain that you do not allow devils to translate your Bible. Yahweh, the God of creation, establishes his Ecclesia to interpret and translate the Bible, and to protect the truth of the Bible in all important instructions in Bible translations. Study the Ecclesia of God to understand the function or purpose of the Ecclesia established by our God. Best example of the function of Ecclesia is to read Acts chapter 15, and see how the Ecclesia of Christ is designed by our Heavenly Father to deliberate the problems of someone that is teaching false instructions making the claim their instructions are from God. Bible translations made by devils remove from their Bible translation the awesome power of God to convince to make true believers in God. In the New Information Age, Bibles that are translated by devils has no power to make true believers in the Gospel of Christ. We use the word devils the same as Christ is using the word devil in sowing the seed of the devil, Matt 13. There is for over 100 years the pandemic of true scientific information that destroys the believers in the old false Bible translations. Bible believers for near 100 years are being made unbelievers that are taking place in the world from the beginning of the New Information Age. make the study of the information age that reveals truth in the world of new scientific facts about our human environment. And the old false Bible translation made for centuries can no longer stand before truth discovered in the new information age. Old false Bible translations made by devils cannot stand in the information age of the 21st century, and the believers in false Bible translations are made to wither and become unbelievers only because of facts of our environment discovered in the information age. Only truth in Bible translation made by the entire ecclesia of Christ can show the awesome power of God to convince to make true believers in the new information age. No false Bible translation can stand in the new information age. All paganism must be removed from the old false Bible translations to restore power of the gospel of Christ to the Bible records, or strict fundamental belief in worship to God will not stand in false Bible translations in the new information age. Reason this fact: if you do not make certain it is not the devils that translates your Bible, then for certain what you believe to be precious and holy Bible is not holy, and is powerless to make true believers, because for certain it is a Bible that is mistranslated by devils. If you do not make certain that the devils do not mistranslate your Bible view as the most strict and fundamental worshipper, then when you memorize to speak word for word of the pagans in the Bible that is mistranslated only by the pagan devils. Almost popular Bibles in the 21st century are filled to the full of pagan names such as church, or the names of the days of the week of the seven sky gods. Now devils in Bible translations are not going to show in their Bible translation of the seven sky gods to their days of the week of the pagan sky gods. So how are you going to get paganism out of your Bible translation if someone does not show you that your Bible is promoting paganism of the Catholic Church? Download and use only the free Ecclesia Bible translation, the only translated Bible in the entire world that has the purpose to remove all paganism and other Bible translations from the Ecclesia Bible translation. When you speak the name of Christ, you let devils teach in your false Bible translation what is a false name of Christ. Today the world has many different names for the Christ. How we get the false name Jesus from the false teaching of the Catholic Church is totally disgusting when you learn the facts. Just how important to speak the true transliterated name of Christ. In the English there is no word equivalent for the Greek name Jesus, so the true name of Christ must be transliterated. If you do not make certain that the devils do not make your Bible translation, then when you make the statement "I speak only where my Bible, made by devils, speak," "I am silent only where my Bible, made by devils, is silent." We warn you that for hundreds of years pagan devils have translated paganism in all the most popular of all Bible translations. It is past time to remove all paganism from Bible translations. Christ, when he said that his holy people are lambs, new learners, and sheep older learners, we must reason to believe Christ that his holy people of God act and conduct selves just like sheep. Sheep are bred to follow only charisma, whatever to the sheep is the most charming. The animal sheep have been bred to follow the majority of their more charismatic leader, and sheep have no sense of direction or instructions, because the sheep of Christ do not read to reason the need for charisma of the truth needed for salvation, like they should. Christ warns us to beware of devils, or the wolves, that put on the clothing of a leader of his holy sheep, to delude and to deceive and to destroy the holy sheep that belongs to Christ. If we show you Bible translations that are made full of very important contradictions that will rob you of your eternal life, the first sign of a Bible translation made by the devils is their pagan words they use to translate their false translated Bibles. Compare the power to convince in your Bible to the Ecclesia, and see if your Bible translation is made by devils. Read Mark 16:1. In all the most popular Bible translations, make 16:1-2 is one of the most dangerous of all Bible translation. Mark 16:1-2 is mistranslated in the Bible by devils that change the Bible time mode of the entire Bible and rob salvation of billions of holy people of God. The holy people of God do not think it possible for Mark 16:1-2 to be so dangerous a Bible translation to deceive them to the point that when they make false worship to a pagan god so that God will reject them and not save them. Mark 16:1-2 deceive you and to rob you of eternal life, the purchase of spices by the women after midnight of a pagan Sabbath day. devils with the only purpose to deceive you. This harmless appearing verse is very ingeniously moved from the end of chapter 15 with the purpose to be made as a very important part with the purpose to deceive about the true resurrection moment of the Christ. Mark 16:1 is just one of the most dangerous of all Bible translations is made by a member of the Catholic Church, the Archbishop Stephen Langton. Then the Mark 16:2 is another false Bible translation made first by another member of the Catholic Church, John Wycliffe, with the only purpose to deceive the holy people of God, and to protect the false teaching of a sunrise resurrection of the Christ by their false Catholic catechism. This one Bible verse placed in the wrong chapter, and mistranslated by Stephen Langton with purpose to protect the false teaching of the Catholic catechism, and to deceive you, will make a world of many contradictions in the gospel records. Now take note that it is easy for the holy people of God to can see these contradictions made in Mark 16:1 and Luke 23:56. One Bible preacher declared these contradictions in the Bible record are not bad, but they are only glorious contradictions. Who gets the glory for the heinous Bible contradiction that are written in the Bible other than the devils that make the contradictions in false Bible translations? At the first you may not see the importance of this one false Bible translation of Mark 16 1-2 that totally wrecks the power of God to convince to make true believers in God of the Bible. Be honest and discover truth. Do you let devils set chapter and verse numbers in your Bible translation such as Mark 16 verse 1? To deceive you, devils can make white look like black when they manipulate chapter and verse number in your Bible translation to deceive. Learn who and of what religion you trust to make chapter and verse numbers in your Bible translations. Do you let devils make chapter and verse numbers in your Bible translation, and devils will take the advantage, and they will be very clever as they twist your Bible records to deceive you and rob you of your eternal life. Be honest, do you know for certain who has made chapter and verse number in your Bible translation? Let us ask you about just this one verse, Mark 16:1. Believe it, your eternal life could well hang on your knowing the truth of who translated your Bible in Mark 16:1. Devils are clever and adroit, and their false Bible translations will rob you of eternal life. It is a fact it is very hard for most Bible readers, including the so-called university Bible professors and Bible doctors, to discover the false Bible translations of Mark 16:1-2, and most so-called doctors will never accept the true Bible translations made against their false traditions. Mark 16:1. Come face this challenge for your life or death, eternal salvation, from learning the truth of just these two Bible verses. Your entire salvation hangs on accepting the need to restore and accepting truth of this one Bible verse, Mark 16 1-2. How you keep these Bible verses will make you either a pagan or a holy person, or determine heaven or hell for you. Yes, it is my opinion, made from a lifetime 85 years of Bible study, and much of that Bible study was from the ancient languages of the Bible. Beware the devils that love this false Bible translation of Mark 16 1-2. Will say this false Bible translation that destroys true Bible time mode and destroys ever set time event of God in time parallels, and this false Bible translation Mark 16 1-2 destroys every awesome set time parallels and signs and every set time parallel in the entire Bible. But the devils are teaching this false Bible translation is not that important, so the devils are teaching that Mark 16 1-2 will not destroy your eternal salvation. Do not let devils deceive you. You may be deceived by devils to believe their false Bible translation of Mark 16:1 is not so important to destroy their eternal salvation. Why take chances on your eternal salvation? You may not be able to see how important this one Bible verse Mark 16:1 is for your eternal salvation. We warn you that for your salvation hour must establish truth on what day the women purchase spices to put on the dead body of the Christ. Turn your Bible to Luke 23:56 and believe Luke. Here is the Ecclesia Bible translation 23:55, and the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after and beheld the tomb and how his body was laid. 23:56, and they returned after Passover Sabbath and prepared spices and ointments. And on the seventh Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment. Now this fact you must answer truth, be honest, did Luke say the women that follow Christ from Galilee purchase spices before the seventh day Sabbath? Now can you see the hard contradiction between Luke 23:56 and Mark 16:1? in all the more popular Bible translations. Take note, we try and reason Bible translators of the MLV Bible about this false Bible translation, and they bushwhacker shut us off from posting because they love their pagan day of the week of the seven sky gods. Take note how the new MLV Bible make a true Bible translation of Luke 23:56. Now having followed after, the women from Galilee, who were coming together to him, saw the tomb, and how his body was placed. 23:56 Now they returned and prepared spices and perfumes. And on the Sabbath they indeed relaxed according to the commandment. For your salvation do you accept truth taught in the MLV Bible translation that Luke is saying the women that follow Christ from Galilee and the women purchase spices before the seventh day Sabbath? Now see how the MLV Bible translation makes a contradiction in their Bible translation of Mark 16 1-2. MLV Bible translation Mark 16:1 And, after the Sabbath had elapsed, Mary the Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices, in order that after they went there, they might anoint him. Mark 16:2 And exceedingly early in the morning of the first day of the week, they are coming upon the tomb, after the sun rose. Notice in the Ecclesia Bible translation there is no purchase of spices mentioned to be after the Sabbath day, nor is there any mention of the pagan day of the first day of the week, of the seven sky gods, or Sunday. Now notice this Ecclesia Bible translation translated in the natural time mode, there is no contradictions in the records of Mark or Luke. Ecclesia Bible translation of Mark chapter 16:1 And, when day one of the Sabbath on is half past lay the women come again to the tomb, when the sun was risen. Because in the English language there is no word equivalent for the Bible Greek word sabbaton, then the common Greek word must be transliterated, and the Bible student must learn how the word sabbaton is to be measured. In the Septuagint Leviticus 23:32b gives command from God, how to measure time only with the eye the sabbaton. At dusk of even, unto dusk of even, shall you keep your sabbaton. Now notice the Old King James Bible translation, and the New NLV Bible translation of Mark 16:1 both contradict the purchase of spices, in the record of Luke 23:56. Now notice the New MLV Bible translation follow the old false Catholic translation made first by the Archbishop Stephen Langton. Mark 16, 1-8 and Matt 28, 1-8 and Luke 24, 1-8-12 and John 21-10 on, and very early sun 16-1 and, after the Sabbath had elapsed, Mary the Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices, in order that after they went there, they might anoint him. 16-2 and exceedingly early in the morning of the first day of the week, they are coming upon the tomb, after the sun rose. A Bible translation in Mark chapter 16 verse 1 is a false Bible translation made first by a Davy with the only purpose to deceive the holy people of God. Take note, the new MLV Bible translators hate truth and they mistranslates Mark 16, I and verse 2. The MLV Bible translation love the fake teaching of the Catholic Church, and the Bible translators of the MLV Bible promotes the paganism of the devils the first day of the week, of the seven sky gods. Now the translators of the MLV will try and teach their god of the first day of the week, of the seven sky gods, is not a pagan god, or their Bible translation is not from a pagan calendar of the sun god of the week. Beware, in the 21st century devils are making new Bible translations teaching one thing about their new Bible translations, but take very careful note they conduct selves like devils, which is just the opposite. The first thing the MLV Bible translators do is to copy Bible verse made by the Catholic Archbishop the same as did the Catholic Church. The Bible translators of the MLV Bible translation hate the conduct of Ecclesia as they remove the purpose and the conduct of the hot militant warfare of the Ecclesia Christ from their MLV Bible translation. Devils and their purpose is to deceive you, and they are terrified to open their Bible translations to public scrutiny and polemic debate in Ecclesia for fear their false Bible translations will be exposed to their sheep-like members. They will make the false claim to be an open-source Bible translation, but just try and get them to open their Bible translation to reason our difference before all their sheep. They know truth will cause to loose their sheep to those that can show the sheep the charisma of truth for the sheep that love and are charmed only by what the truth is. You question, how can I know for certain devils have not translated my Bible? Our God established His ecclesia for the purpose to make certain to protect truth in all Bible translations. Read Acts chapter 15, and see how God has established His ecclesia. The ecclesia of Christ is established by God to protect truth and to keep the holy people of God united. For 2,000 years devils want to get rid of the ecclesia that our God has established for the purpose to protect truth. When there is no function of the court of the ecclesia of Christ, then there is no hope to put your trust in any Bible translation that is not made through polemic debate in the court of the ecclesia of Christ. Hear the words of Christ about Bible translations made only through the warfare of His ecclesia. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. 16:19 I will give unto you my ecclesia the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you my ecclesia shall loose on earth shall be what is already loosed in heaven. Devils remove the purpose or the function of the court of ecclesia from all their false Bible translations. Christ gives us warning that devils will only sow the seed of the devil. Read and learn from the ancient languages of the Bible, in these articles about devils, and their false Bible translations just may help to make certain to save your eternal life.